Well, yeah, we've got the Black Sheep Brass Band in the studio, in the cow studio. So we've got sheep and cows all going on here. It's quite a herd. Well, let's just start out with some music from them, then we'll get back to an intro. So this is the Black Sheep Brass Band. Sheep Brass Band. Woo!
Although sleeping cattle, especially down in New Orleans. That was for all the New Orleans fans out there down by the riverside.
And, well, Maxwell.
Hello,
step
yes.
Right up to the mic here. Tell us about yourself and the Black Sheep Band.
Well, I'm just a trombone player who happened to meet a lot of beautiful folks that also play other instruments. And, over the years, you know, we came together playing in various venues and places just on the street in Santa Rosa and likewise, and, you know, slowly formed this group that is here now 4 years later. So I'm Maxwell,
oh,
I play
years.
Trombone, and, you know.
How long have you been playing?
Oh, since fourth grade. I kind of lost track of the years, but a while. But that's me, and I'm from Santa Rosa originally and never left Sonoma County. Love it too much.
Yeah, why bother? Yeah.
And let the other band members introduce themselves.
Okay, Christina.
Christina, I'm Christina Benrose on the clarinet, sometimes known as the flute. Yeah, it's great to be with this band. I really have enjoyed playing with them on the streets and watching them, us, transform into our many shapes. Bah.
Was it always Black Sheep?
As long as I've known it, yeah. But I think it's been other things. Maxwell can speak to that, I think.
Yeah, one name originally was Jungle Love Orchestra.
Mm.
That's another.
Okay.
So we came.
Go back to that one.
Yeah. There's still the little wild in us. You know, we got domesticated as sheep, but you know that's why we're the black sheep.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I had to come out of the jungle a little bit.
Love it, Taylor. Yes. Step right up.
Hi. Yes, Taylor. I've been playing with you guys for just a little while now, off and on, in the streets sometimes in Santa Rosa. And I play the congas, the tambourine, the shaker, various percussion instruments. And, yeah.
Yeah, what brought you into music?
I can't really say. I've been doing it since I was probably 8, so...
Okay.
Just always loved it, always done it.
That's a good reason.
Yep. Yep. So, yeah. Glad to be here.
Thank you, Taylor. Welcome. And Patrick.
Yes, my name is Patrick Minifield. I'm originally from Alabama. I play the snare in the Black Sheep Brass Band. I think I'm the newest member here.
I think we came on.
Yeah, nobody else is admitted.
Yeah. We're all new. Every moment.
Thanks for having us. And hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Hi, I'm Alan Kashiwagi. I'm a trumpet player, probably one of the newer members in the band. And it's just been fun playing with all these great musicians here. Originally met some of the folks in Hubbub Club, which is another street band here in Sonoma County. And it's just fun to kind of broaden my horizons and play with other folks.
Fantastic. Yeah, we had the Hubbub Club in here. About 20 of them about a year ago came in during my show. It was it was quite something.
Hi, I'm Brendan Buss, and I play Barry saxophone. Yeah. Yeah, just started playing with these guys.
Wow, it's a beast.
Yeah. Big piece of metal. You'll enjoy it. Yeah.
Give a blast, right? Okay. Let's hear it.
My name is Miles Atchison. I'm playing tuba with Black Sheep Band. I'm probably one of the people that was with the group that kind of formed in Santa Rosa a few years back. It's been a really great experience for me in terms of helping me develop as a musician. You know, it's really given me opportunities to play with other like-minded individuals that wanted to play out in the streets and bring music to, the street level of, our culture and society. And, yeah, I've definitely grown as a musician just by having that opportunity. I love all these players, and, I know they love me likewise, so it's really awesome that way.
Yeah, a tuba. Now, come on, you can't just walk away with a tuba in your hands there. Give a blast. There you go. Yep. Yeah, there really is a huge tuba in the studio.
Hi, I'm Seth.
Hi, Seth.
I actually live here in Occidental, Camp Meeker, actually, so it was a short commute.
Great.
But, I've been playing with these guys for, a couple months. Played with some of them at the Supper Club a couple times, Maxwell and Christina, and, yeah, it's fun. Play the big bass drum.
Great. How long have you been playing it?
Well, since I've been hanging out with these guys, never played it before, so they're like, we need one. You want to do that? And the key to that is just kind of dance and hit things slowly at the same time. So. Which, you know, I can do that.
And don't lose your footing and roll away.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's a little heavier than I thought wearing it on the harness. Yeah. And I'm one of the tinier guys here, so I don't know how I got stuck with that. So.
That's what they wanted, that juxtaposition between
the right. Right. Cool.
Thank you, Seth.
That's all of us.
Yeah. Is that everyone?
And
there are some honorary members.
Yeah. Honorary members.
Yeah,
Aaron,
please.
Aaron Milligan Green, who was going to be here with us tonight, actually had a family gathering, so I'd like to thank him. He's not going to make it tonight, but he definitely was one of the original members. And just thanks to all the other people that have been a part of the Black Sheep Brass Band, the Jungle Love Orchestra, and, you know, all of its evolutions, because you're definitely a part of what the music is now, and, you know, it's just an honor to have been playing with you all, and especially it's an honor to play with all of you tonight, these musicians we're with tonight, my best friends. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you
for having us, Arnold.
Yeah. A pleasure. Yeah. It's wonderful to have such lovely music in the studio. Thank you for doing it. What are you going to give us?
Yeah, we got a chameleon here for you.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I'm going to take this moment, and we gave an introduction to ourselves and the band, and I wrote a little biography for us, and it's, you know...
Lovely.
One perspective on where we came from. Individually, the Black Sheep Brassers were born with instruments internal, making sonorous music from the first laugh, cry, and baby gurgle. Collectively, cosmic forces joined these musical magicians... Throughout the past 4 years in the avenues and alleys of downtown Santa Rosa, to give birth to something wholly new of their own. From the fattest hip-hop barnyard beats to the funkadelic wild of jungle jazz, the Black Sheep surely have a rhythmic recipe to make your feet move to unimaginable improvisations. No matter the wild beauty, beast, or domestic animal you may be, so come, all you concrete jungle cats and country kittens, let us celebrate the majestic unfoldings of space and time through brass beats and harmonious rhyme.
I'll say it again.
Now, how do you get to choose your songs amongst yourselves? How does that work out, the repertoire?
It's an interesting process, yeah. I mean, whatever we're really interested in. Originally, when we started playing and jamming on the street, it would be, melodies or riffs, like that Chameleon bass line, for instance. And then we'd learn the melody and play that. So a lot of what we learned is by ear and just, learning it without music. That's one of the stronger things is just learning it straight by ear the first time, then you memorize it, I feel, a lot quicker. You absorb it. And so we do with most of our music. And so just slowly we've added different songs. People bring in suggestions. Like this next one we'll play, it's an Outkast tune, actually, and it's just, it's got a really catchy horn line and bass line and just the way they, complement each other. Oh, nice. And something that called to the group early on, and so we learned how to play it. And,
great, nice range.
Yeah, and you did add to everything from New Orleans to hip-hop to old jazz standards and some Fela, Afrobeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this next one goes to Michael. Sorry I couldn't be here with us tonight. And Nick, our lovely tenor sax and alto sax players.
Mm.
Yeah, we'll see you soon, though.
All right.
Yeah.
I kiss the rosy cheeks of the Golden Empress, her laughter swaying any stiff branch to break. Falling in love, back to the earth, down to her feet, where blossoms rise from dark depths unknowing. Into shimmering, glistening light of certainty, certain of her rule over fawn and fable, that all is just among the land of her bosom, nurturing all who humbly seek the light reflecting within. Your light is shining bright. Embrace yourselves. Thank you. Pharaohs, courtesy of the Rude Mechanical Orchestra, a street band kind of similar to Hubbub, but on the East Coast, and they wear green and black instead of red and black, but different. And they have their music online, so check out rudemechanicalorchestra.com. Ooh. Recordings and music, and that's where we found that Pharaoh song, and it's pretty sweet.
Now, is there any instrument you still want to add to the mix? Anything you've been lusting after? Or?
I don't know. Sitar from the Man with the Barry Sax. And I think, at least on my own list, and I think others, is my personal wish list. And I think some of the band was the Barry Sax.
Another mm-hmm.
So thank you, Brendan. Wow. So... very recent addition, and maybe even if we could make it two Barry Saxes.
Ooh, that would be heavy.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be very heavy. Oh, but oh, so sweet.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And if anyone has any leads on a Barry we could borrow or use or buy cheaply, we're poor. We will play a personal party for you.
Oh, wow, that's thank a you. Good offer.
Yeah.
Now, do you have an email address people can contact you? A website, anything, Facebook, things
yes.
like that?
Well, if you just search Black Sheep Brass Band in Google, you'll get our Facebook, and you can click on that, and there's email there to contact with us, or you can contact us, and the email is blacksheepbrassband@gmail.com. But yeah, just search Black Sheep Brass Band in Google, and you'll get the Facebook. There's a recording up there too, and other information about our events and stuff. And if you're on that Facebook thing, be our friend or like us or whatever.
Yeah. What's not to like? Yeah.
But then please just show up and dance, because beyond the internet, your real living self is what really matters to us.
Okay.
We love you.
Well, they got me dancing anyway.
Keep on moving. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That last one was a Fela Kuti number, Coffin for Head of State. And thanks to Fela. If some of you don't know, he's the Afrobeat king, so to speak. He created Afrobeat, which is a mix between African high life drumming music and American funk. It's really grooving. I mean, what we capture there, it's just, you know, gets you dancing. And that song, Coffin for Head of State, was about his compound in Nigeria being raided by the Nigerian government. And they threw his mother out the window.
Oh, my goodness.
She ended up dying. And, yeah, it's sad. And they put he brought his mother's coffin to the Capitol building. And it's like, you know, look what you did to my mother. He wrote this song. And very influential political figure in his hometown of in his home country of Nigeria. So we thank you, Fela. Rest in peace. We have one more tune for y'all this evening, and we're going to bring it back down to New Orleans. Nolens. thank you all for listening. Thank you, Arnold. This is thank you. Google us, Black Sheep Brass Band, for more information. Thank you. And
so it's Maxwell on trombone, Brendan on basso profundo sax, Alan on trumpet, Taylor on congas, and tambourine, Christina on the clarinet, not on the flute, I think I said before, Patrick on the drums, Seth on the bass drum, Miles on tuba. Let's hear the tuba. Yeah. All right. Black Sheep Brass Band, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you, Arnold. Thank you all for listening. Oh,
thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yeah. Thank you. Great all stuff. Out there.